Well, Jimmy, 292 at the moment. Hopefully you'll leak some more out tomorrow morning. But how is that score overall, given the conditions in the pitch?
I'm not 100% sure. I'll see how sort of tomorrow pans out, I think, a little bit. But I suppose, it, you know, just before tea, we would have been looking for a bit more than that. Or certainly less wickets down. You know, I got out on tee, which is a bit of a sin, really. And, you know, we were going nicely. We were 180 for three at that time, something like that. And but, you know, we had a little bit of a wag from the bottom order there. Books and Dim did a good job and picked us up again, because at one time it looked like we, you know, might have to go and field this evening. So a bit of a mixed bag. We fought back well in the middle session, but unfortunately we didn't quite manage to see that through in the last bit. And yeah, we need a good day tomorrow to, well, you know, hopefully from our side, but I think tomorrow will give us a real indication of where we are. But of course, you know, ideally, if you win the toss and bat, you want as many as you can.
You've had green wickets here for the Championship. This is another green one. Yeah. You're second. Kent are very close behind you with a game in hand. Was that a deliberate ploy to produce another green wicket?
Well, we've tried to, you know, we've liaised with Nigel quite a bit, and in the past we have found results fairly hard to forge at home. And, you know, we thought by leaving a bit of grass on, adding a bit of pace to the wicket, give ourselves a better chance of getting results. And, you know, in that, it means we've got to play good cricket. You know, just by doing that doesn't mean you know, because you can still, you know, if another team comes and plays better cricket than you, you're going to come the other side of it. But no, we wanted something fairly straightforward, you know, from everyone's point of view this year. Know what we're going to play on week in, week out at home. You know, leave the ground staff to it. They do a good job. And, you know, yes, again, as the game pans out, we're pretty happy with, you know, how the wickets have been this year. You know, it goes against my grain a little bit as an opening batter, but, you know, I think we need to win games. We need to get ourselves up, pushing for promotion.
I mean, most people would have thought when you won the toss, you might have bowled first, but batting first, was that an easy decision then?
No, I think Rob and I both probably thinking it was a decent one to lose. A little bit, you know, there was green on it, but it hasn't been probably quite as lush as some of the wickets we played on this year, and it was quite dry, so I think, you know, the new ball obviously, you know, did offer a bit, and a few very good seeds that some of our top order guys got early. And I think, yeah, it would have been a good toss to win and bat, and if we had made the most probably of the platform we had. But, you know, they came back well. They bowled pretty steady throughout the day. But I think it's dry, and I think, you know, if we can get some good runs on the board, you know, both our innings, and I think it would be tough to bat on last.
9 for 2, your innings was pretty important, wasn't it?
At 9 for 2, yeah, there was a few question marks about winning the toss and batting, yeah, but yeah, I think in context of Dawson, our, you know, partnership between Dawson and I and Kat as well, you know, a couple of 50 and 100 partnership, you know, made a big difference to that, because we lost another wicket early, then we'd have been right in it. And, you know, unfortunately we weren't able to really push on. You know, that's a real shame probably about today, but, you know, hopefully we've got a decent enough score that we can put some pressure on when it comes to bowling next, you know, tomorrow.